Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, and it's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book, and we are on page 50, third paragraph down, on one proposition, however, and it ends with, let's look at the record. We'll be studying that one paragraph only, dealing with agnostics. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Alex K., the 12 Traditions, Davalyn E. The readers of the text are Sherry Z., Lorraine N., and Stephanie L. The share ID for Tuesday, December 20th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,768. That's 19768. And for this morning's meeting, December 21st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time is 19,772. That's 19772. Our newcomer greeter is Babylonia A, and announcements person is Eileen M. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Mo. Alex K., recovered compulsive eater in California. Step 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex. And I will now ask Davalyn E. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, Mo and everyone. My name is Davalyn E., and I am a compulsive eater living joyfully and gratefully in recovery in Manitoba, Canada. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
And thank you, Devlin E., for reading the traditions for us. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Unmute your phone, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 50. We are on the third paragraph down, starting with on one proposition, however, and ending with let's look at the record. We'll be studying that one paragraph only, and then I will now ask Sherry Z to get us started. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service, and I'm Sherry Z, recovered in California. On one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. Every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than himself. This power has in each case accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. As a celebrated American statesman put it, let's look at the record. So for the newcomer, just to orient, again, Sherry Z recovered, we are in agnostics, and I was not an agnostic, I was a believer. But an agnostic, I found when I study this chapter step by step, paragraph by paragraph, is someone who's without knowledge, and that is definitely me. So these two paragraphs are sharing a very important thing, is that all these personal stories you're going to hear is our instructions, right? And they are telling us that each one of every single person is going to have a different approach or conception of God, like whatever you call HP, you know, there's a million names. And everyone can decide for themselves. But in this paragraph, what the Big Book is saying is that whatever you think about God, great. Whatever God is for you, great. But what we all agree on, what the thread is, or the thorough line, is that this higher power, we've all gained access to it, and we believe that it will do the miraculous and the humanly impossible. So I love these instructions because it's like, wait a minute. You can believe whatever you want about HP, but the consistent, thorough line is that we each have our own access and we believe in the miraculous and the humanly impossible. The last thing I'll say also just about the paragraph is that the American statesman is Alfred E. Smith, who was four-time governor. I'm a little love history. And one of the first people to run for president, first Roman Catholic, unsuccessfully ran for president. So this is coming, they're having a huge amount of influential, powerful, wealthy people endorse this way of life, which is not about some drug or medicine. It's that you've gained access and you believe in the miraculous. I spent 31 years in these rooms with 85% recovery, but I didn't believe the miracle could happen for me because every time life got rough, I didn't believe it was humanly possible. And when it did, I took back control every single time. And the last 13 months studying this book, which is what I believe when I pray, I talk to God. When I study, God talks to me. Studying this book, I've come to realize that I believe in the miraculous, that I could die recovered and that I can live 100% free. My sponsor asked me, how free do you want to be, the first day we worked together? And it was the first time I answered, entirely free. And today I am entirely free. I love the line, a good day is when I'm abstinent and everything goes well. A great day is when I'm abstinent and nothing goes well. Today is one of those days that's been really hard so far, and I'm abstinent. So thank you so much, and thank you all for due service.
Thank you, Sherry Z, for getting us started. Beautiful opening. So I will now remind you where we're at. We're on page 50, the third paragraph, on one proposition, however, and ending with let's look at the record. And I want to remind everyone, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared Monday or Tuesday, we ask that you wait and to share till tomorrow. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Robin P. in Portugal.
Robin P. Our traveling person. Anyone else? We have Elaine B. and Robin P.
Lorraine N.
Lorraine N.
Sandy K.
Patricia P.
Patricia P.
Jordan L.
Stephen G.
And Jordan L. Okay, I'll stop after Stephen. Jordan L. And it was Stephen G, was it? I'll get it when I get you. Okay,
yes,
we'll stop
Stephen
there.
G.
Oh, okay, thanks. Okay. And I think it was Patricia P. All right, I have Elaine B., Robin P., Lorraine N., Sandy K., Patricia P., Jordan L., and Stephen G. Good morning, Elaine. Everyone else,
good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. This paragraph is so packed with good things. You know, men and women strikingly agreed. We find this on this meeting all the time. So many people here have gained access to and believe in a power greater than themselves. They have access to it and believes it. So access anytime, day or night, you know, and believes that this power can not only guide us and keep us from going to food for ease and comfort, but in the years that I have worked this program of recovery, this access to this power, the knowledge of and its ability to work in more and more areas of my life has been profound because it works. You know,
I came in for sanity around the food, and I've experienced that for a long time. And it's just amazing that God wants to help me with all my problems today and has accomplished in me the miraculous. It is amazing the amount of changes that I've had. And yet there's so many things I still want to change in my life. There's so many ways that I react to situations, people, places, and things that aren't as full of serenity and love and goodwill as I would hope, but that's okay. And where it says, let's look at the record, you know, this makes me think of the page 100 promise, I call it, 100% promise, like the best promise, 100%. It's on page 100. It is paragraph one, and this is what it says. Both you and the new man. If you're brand new, welcome. This is for you too. You can experience this now. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands came out better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. We're in the chapter, so that's the end of that paragraph, and I love promises. I anchor myself on promises. The nine-step promises were like, oh my gosh, I kept pulling on those, doing the step work, you know, because I want those promises in my life. And it's possible for you. It's possible for everybody on this line that will begin this journey with a power greater than ourselves to do for us what is impossible for us to do on our own. We've proven that, and I pass.
Thanks, Elaine B. Robin P. from Portugal. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Mo. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, currently in Lagos, Portugal. And I'm just so grateful to be on this meeting and for what I just heard. And the word that stood out for me was miraculous. You know, I've just had so many miracles. You know, we traveled 27 towns and cities in 3 months through Europe, city shopping to see if we want to live here for part of the year. And all of that done abstinently. And that's a miracle of grace and God. And it's because of this chapter, what they're talking about, you know, leaning on a God of my understanding, you know, and, you know, this is, and it works for everybody, you know, that we've all agreed that, you know, we all have access to and believe in this power that is greater than myself. And, you know, God has done for me what I could not do for myself. And I'm an organic, gluten-free vegan. And still, in some of these little towns in Europe, I still, God provided every time. And with meetings and, you know, my God squad and all of these angel people, you know, we go back on the 23rd to be in the U.S. with family for the holidays. And then we go to Costa Rica again for several months. And it's all because God and the program is with me, and I'm just so grateful. It, you know, to do this trip abstinently is a miracle of grace, and exactly what this paragraph talks about. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day, and welcome to the newcomers. Thank you.
And thank you, Robin P. Lorraine N., followed by Sandy K. Good morning, Lorraine. Press star one, Lorraine, to unmute.
Okie doke, here we go. I thought I was. good morning, everyone. Lorraine N., gratefully recovered in Oregon this morning. Yeah, I just really feel like I want to make a testimony to this program. I did not wake up irritable, restless, and discontent this morning. That is a miracle. I woke up feeling a little bit of peace and a little bit of joy, and that is what this program is doing for me. I flash back on when I first came into 12-step rooms, and I remember the feeling of safety and camaraderie and freedom and joy in the rooms, you know, and I was attracted to that. I wanted that because I was far from all of those things. And yeah, today in my life, after 3 years in visions, a lot of things have happened in my life that are miraculous and that were humanly impossible. And when I began to just trust in a power that I don't understand, but I watched everyone else, that was the thing I saw in the rooms. There's such diversity in everyone's higher power, and it just didn't matter, because the one proposition that we are all strikingly agreed is that there is a power greater. And that power has just taken me to better things day by day. And if you're new out there, man, I struggled for 68 years with this disease until the magic began to happen within this particular meeting. And of course, it's all in the big book. And I'm kind of all over the place, but I just am feeling good and grateful and just wanted to get on here and share that. So thanks for letting me share that. That's all, folks.
Thanks, Lorraine. I'll just let those that are getting on the meeting know where we're at. We're on page 50, the third paragraph down on one proposition, however, and it ends with let's look at the record. Up next is Sandy K, followed by Patricia P. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. I'm Sandy K from Florida. Recovered compulsive overeater, recovered for today so far. I'm trying to think. I don't think there was one step that was easy for me. I don't know about anyone else's experience, but step one was not easy. It took me 9 or 10 months to, I think it was 9 or 10 months to get there. And then step two was, oh, geez, what am I going to do now? Came to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to sanity. I had no concept of a higher power. I don't even know if I was agnostic. I just really never thought about it. Except I think one time my father said something about God and people were weak who need to, you know, go to temple and church and who believed in God. And I still remember that. So that I can't tell you how many years ago that was. So that obviously left an impression in my mind. But other than that, it was not a resistance. It was like, where do I first look? And I ran into this very wise woman from program who said, well, just start when you go to park a car, know you're going to get a parking spot. Just believe in that little miracle. And I mentally thank you, God, whatever that is. And I started doing that. And it's been many years later, and people still like driving with me because they know I'm going to find a parking spot. But my higher power was, I didn't have to try hard. You know, I didn't wake up every morning going, oh, let me find my higher power. It came to me because I was willing. And the reason I was willing is I couldn't have done the steps if I didn't have an HP. There's a whole chapter about that solution. And there's a whole chapter on we agnostics. So I had to find something. And I was willing. I was desperate to work those steps. And I started gradually finding my higher power. It's almost like it is today, 38 or so years later. It was the energy of the group because I knew flesh and blood me wasn't making me abstinent. It had to be something outside myself. And I've gone to different places of worship, and I have found in the last 15 years something that works really well with me. And then the last thing I want to say is that says, the paragraph before, in personal stories, you know, they talked to people who gave their personal stories. There's not a personal story in here where someone never found their higher power. The only place it really mentions that, and I could be wrong, but it's in more about alcoholism. So only if you find a higher power, whatever that is, could you be written up in this book in a positive way. And with that, I'll pass.
Perfect. Thank you, Sandy. Patricia P., followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Patricia.
Yes, I'm Patricia P. from Michigan. this paragraph or sentence that says the power has in its each case accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. I've been trying to humanly try and get rid of my compulsive overeating, thinking I could do it on my own, but I have to get a sponsor that I can work the steps. I've been in OA since in my 20s. Now I'm 73 years old, and I'm still trying to submit to the higher power. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia P. Jordan L., followed by Stephen G. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, in Gunnison, Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. That right there, the miraculous, the humanly impossible, the fact that there's something that we are all strikingly agreed on. We have strikingly agreed upon. that's pretty miraculous and humanly impossible these days, you know? These days, much of our culture is defined by what we disagree on. And it's very easy to get caught up in that fight. And another miracle, I really appreciate all of the shares and enthusiasm this morning, from everyone who has shared. It's important. I appreciate it because that's really what attracted me to this group. And has kept me coming back for 5 years, you know, like 5 years I have consistently participated in this meeting and been pretty happy about it most of the time. I mean, you know, I have my days, I'm human, but for me in my life, that's pretty miraculous that I keep coming back and I'm like genuinely enthusiastic about it, you know? And I guess the other thing I want to say is just like pointing out the importance of gaining access to. I think like sometimes we start talking about a higher power and our own conception, and so we get into the specifics of like our conception of our higher power, and that's all good. It's all good. I appreciate that and hearing everyone's stories, as far as their beliefs and maybe how they got there, but really like that fact that we've gained access to, I have like a clear path. I can, really like, I do a lot of prayer throughout the day, and I am able to use prayer to like gain instant access to this power in my life today. and it like, it's there immediately, you know, which is, I'll say is incredibly important, especially as the real compulsive overeater. like you really need a power greater than you working on your side in order to stay abstinent, you know? So I'm grateful for that power, and I'm grateful for this fellowship this morning. I'll pass.
Thank you, Jordan L. And before I take Stephen G., let me remind everybody where we're at. We are on page 50, the third paragraph down. It begins with, on one proposition, however, ending with, let's look at the record. We're studying that one paragraph only, and I will now ask Stephen G. to share, and I'll take names after Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for your service today. I'm Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. So we're in the chapter We Agnostics, and we're talking about a higher power. And the previous paragraph references people who have recovered. And these are people who, for the most part, have nothing in common. And these are people whose, many of whom have, don't believe in God or question the existence of God. Some of them do believe in God. But those who do have a very different concept of this higher power. But what they do have in common is they have accepted that they have the allergy of the body, the obsession of the mind. It's permanent, it's progressive, and it's fatal. And they've all come to a point of hopelessness. And what they do have in common is they've all taken the actions to get to the solution, which is entire abstinence plus taking the actions of the 12 steps as they're instructed in this big book. And then, as a result of that, they all experience something of which they completely agree, which is a miraculous transformation that removes the obsession to drink. And in my case, that was a miraculous transformation that removed the obsession around food that I've had my whole life, that gave me a neutrality around food for the first time in my life, and gave me freedom from the consequences of compulsive overeating, which is freedom from a morbid obesity and a healthy, stable body weight for the first time in my life. And as this person says, let's look at the record. It makes no difference whether I believe or I don't believe. It makes no difference what I choose to conceive of that power. All I need to do is take the actions. Entire abstinence, follow the instructions in this book, and I'll get an outcome. And that's exactly what happened. And it didn't come from within me, so it must have come from some power outside of me that is much stronger, much more powerful than this disease, and a power that for some reason is aware of me and wants to do good things for me. And that's a miracle. And in addition to the recovery from compulsive overeating, what I find that it's a solution to all my problems. So I no longer have to worry about what's happening in the external world. This power will give me peace in life regardless of what's happening around me. And really, that's always what I've wanted. And so it's a miracle, but it required my assistance. I had to take specific actions, entire abstinence, and take the actions exactly as they're outlined in this book. And then I got a specific result. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen G. And so, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. I will now take names of those who haven't shared Monday, Tuesday, not today. So I'll take names of those who would like to share.
Leah S.
Cheryl S.
Cheryl S.
J.L. J.L. Joyce L.
What's your name again?
Joyce L.
J.L. Okay, thank you.
Joyce.
Tarita. Linnea B.
Who? Linnea B.
Jody E.
Jody E. Let's stop there. I have to look at my clock to see how we're doing. Yeah, let's stop there. So I have Leah S., Cheryl L. The JL may be another name, but you can correct me when I get there. Leah B. and Jody E. Good morning, Leah S.
Okay, there we go. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Leah S., recovered and very grateful in Brooklyn, New York. So as I started doing these steps, I needed, this was work. This was really hard work because who, you know, for crying out loud, who wants to say, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that, or I'm not capable of doing that. Oh, how many times did I do a diet, you know? So every step required work from me, especially step three, and then act as if. And then step four really made me look into myself. So finally I said, you know, this is too intense for me. But what my sponsor told me was, you know, just go, we're not expecting any angels from you. You're not, you're just a human being, you know. Continue being your human being. But when you see something that is really impossible, just stop a moment and say, well, how in the world did this happen, really? And give it that moment that it deserves. And that's what the spirituality is all about. And that led me. And then she told me to read page 417. Nothing happens without the power of God, really. And acceptance is the end. I accept it. You know, fact is fact. That's acceptance. It's a fact. You know, but understanding that, you know, whatever happened, it was really happened because someone out there really loves me. I felt that little tug of kindness, that little and that's really remarkable. Just build on it every single day and see where it gets you. Okay, I pass.
Excuse me. Leah S. Cheryl S., you're up next.
Good morning, this is Cheryl S. in Nevada. And I was just thinking, yesterday, as a result of the reading, I made my outreach calls and I asked people to tell me what the characteristics were of their higher power. And I got some just incredible, amazing answers. And today, as a result of this paragraph, I'm going to call on my outreach calls and ask people, how do they gain access to their higher power? And I was thinking about that sentence, gaining access. And so I was thinking about, okay, in order to gain access to a gym, I have to pay a monthly price, a subscription. To gain access to certain channels on my TV, I have to pay. To gain access to certain social things, I have to have a certain social status. But to gain access to my higher power, what I have to do is I have to either be quiet and listen. I have to get into nature. And I shared a few weeks ago about an elk that was visiting us on a regular basis. And that gave me access to my higher power, just watching that. I go out and I ride my horse. And when I ride my horse, I have access to my higher power. And I just finished my fourth step, and I haven't done my fifth step yet, but I just felt so much joy this week and so much love for the people around me. And I know that that is access to my higher power. And I think the place that I get the most access is by helping and loving other people. When I help and love other people, then my connection with God, and they say in my religion, where two are gathered, you know, my higher power will be there with me. And I have, this program has demonstrated that to me in such an amazing, miraculous way. And I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for the program, for everybody that shares, and for Bill W. and the Big Book. And it just, Harlan says that the vision for you is an OA renaissance, and I love that. I believe that. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share today.
Thank you, Cheryl F. Up next is Jay or Joyce. I'm not sure. Help me out. Starts with a J, I think.
It's Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes,
thank you.
The first initial of your last name, Joyce?
L.
L. Okay, thank you.
And I'm from North Carolina. I just want to say how important this, I'm a new, fairly new since the end of October. This meeting is so important to me every day. I have the clock set. This is the way I start my day. I just want to thank you all so, so much for what you've done for me in this program, and thank you for your service and everything that you do. I just love listening to the reading of the Big Book here and everything it has to say.
And I'll say more later. I'm not too good with this phone thing. I want to make sure that I get the right numbers here. Now I hit the 1 and the star to get out of here.
Star 1 will remute your phone, Joyce. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this program.
Thank you. Thank you for being there. And the next person is Leah B, followed by Jody E. Good morning, Leah. I'm not Leah. Linnea.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. My name is Linnea. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Blizzardy, Minnesota today. You know, I am very suspicious, I guess. Let's see. What I want to say is that this book is 80, or in this program, is 87 years old. And they wrote this book, and it was a book of their experiences, you know, and they left out what didn't work, you know, and time has shown that what they wrote is true. And so that, to me, to my mind, that this whole chapter is about, tells me that it is okay for me to believe what and do, to believe and do what they wrote. You know, and I had a sponsor one time who told me that, you know, if you have a recipe of your grandma or your great grandma, you know, and you use the same ingredients, you're going to get the same results that they got. And so it was just, that also appealed to my mind that said, nah, this isn't going to work for me. You know, always looking for a way to keep myself out of the program rather than in. And this idea, my only sponsor, she just says all the time, rely on a higher power. It's all about your relationship with a higher power. And that makes it possible. And I just have to say, you know, that, I mean, it is miraculous that I can call myself recovered today, that I'm not on a diet, that I'm losing weight, but more than that, that, and this is the miraculous part, you know, when my mind gets to going and I think to myself, well, I should order this when I'm, you know, ordering groceries, I stop. That's miraculous. I mean, absolutely miraculous. When my mind says one thing, and I will stop and pray, you know, God help me, and then it doesn't happen. Yes, you know, my disease is interrupted, and I just this morning somebody talked about that they woke up and they were not restless, irritable, and discontented. I'm paraphrasing. You know, and I do wake up some days restless, irritable, and discontent, even when I do a 10-step at night the night before. However, it passes because I think I then say, you know, God, please direct my thinking for the day. You know, I mean, this stuff, it really works. And it's miraculous.
Fine.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful. And I will pass.
Thank you, Linnea B. And up next, we have Jody E., and I may have time for one more after Jody. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Mo, and good morning, everyone, and happy solstice to everyone. So on one proposition, we are strikingly agreed, those of us who believe that there is something greater than ourselves, we have gained access. Is something greater than ourselves. It's a miracle indeed that we are abstinent, happily, contentedly abstinent. I woke up this morning and the light was slowly coming and light and dimly coming through my window, and I felt at peace, and I realized it was the solstice, here in the northern hemisphere, which perhaps not everyone is in the northern hemisphere. It's the shortest day of the year. and the light is rather dim. And that's a miracle, that the earth, tilted on its axis, rotates around the sun once every year, and we have these seasons, these beautiful seasons that bring such beauty to our world, unless we're on the equator, in which case we don't have seasons. But wherever we are in the world, we can look around us, especially if we've had this psychic change and this shift in our attitude, in our awareness. We are not the center of the universe. We are just one more compulsive overeater who gets to help other compulsive overeaters. And that can become my reason for being. And it gives me a very satisfying purpose in my life to try to the best of my ability to carry this message to others. And for that, that's my access to my higher power, is to be willing to be used by my higher power, to use my experience to help someone else. That is my entrance fee to the miracle, and I am more than willing to pay that entrance fee. The reward is just beyond belief. For so many years, I too thought I would never get recovered. I would never lose the obsession, but I have. And I also credit this meeting for that. And I too am so very grateful to have experienced this miracle of recovery. And you can too. And I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. We have time for about a 2-minute share, 1.5-minute share, if anybody would like to take that. Anyone?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
This is Jeannie. I'm in the program for about a week.
Okay, Jeannie, you got about a minute and a half.
Okay, thank you. Just real quick, this sentence, this power has in each case accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. It's like I've had a higher power for a long time, but the OA programs have brought me so much closer. And this is so true, this sentence, power has accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. That means like, and I know no human aids work like the Weight Watchers and tapping and hypnotism. I need a sponsor and mainly my higher power to help me. And I don't know how I existed before that. I think I just existed. I didn't really live. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Jeannie, for closing us out. And we will now end our meeting. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Lorraine N. to read a vision for you.
Good morning again, Lorraine N., recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon. A vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.